baseball, Blue Jays, and more baseball. It's the walk-off with Scott Belford and Adam Mack.
This ball is crushed.
The Die Hard Podcast for the casual fan.
And another one. My goodness.
There is finally news in Blue Jays land. It may not be the big giant shoot a fall we were all hoping for. However, it's not a bad little signing. 32-year-old free agent Kevin Kiermaier in agreement with the Toronto Blue Jays. Shai Davidi, of course, breaking the news, friend of the show. Kirk Kiermaier, he called him, which will be his handle from this point on, as we're all aware. Listen, hello, everybody, to start with. This is The Walk-Off. I'm Scott Belford, joined, as always, by the best co-host in the biz, Adam Mack. We've been waiting for news. We've been waiting for some sort of sign as to the direction this team is taking. And honestly, this kind of clears it up a little bit. Kevin Kiermaier, everyone, is the Raimel Tapia replacement, not the Teoscar Hernandez replacement. I think that's safe to say, right, Adam? You kind of feel the same way there? Fingers crossed anyways.
Safe to say that is definitely the, like, hopefully there's another move coming to say of it all. Like, this might just be it. Is kind of, so, I'm reluctant to say that. I am hopeful there's one more piece.
I would hope so. And honestly, getting a guy like Kiermaier does open up the possibilities and make way more sense to go after a guy like Michael Conforto, to go after a guy like Andrew Benintendi. And that way you still have that security, that defensive prowess that can go in center field. Because if you just went Conforto without shoring up that center field, you're relying on Springer and Whit Merrifield to haul all of the time in center field. And if we look back on how much time Raimel Tapia played in center field, it is a very big defensive upgrade having Kevin Kiermaier there. So he was limited last year with a hip injury, and he wasn't very healthy. He only played 63 games. He had 221 plate appearances, but he was still worth a 1.1 F WAR, Fangraphs wins above replacement, 0.8 points higher than Raimel Tapia, by the way. Kevin Kiermaier is going to make an excellent fourth outfielder, especially if he's 100% healthy. He's still got speed. He's not quite as defensively good as he used to be. He's 32. But as a guy who's going to play 120 games, you need to view this as our new Raimel Tapia. And I really do believe the Jays are still going to go out and get a Michael Conforto. There's been the rumors out that they are deep in talks with the Pittsburgh Pirates for Brian Reynolds, switch hitter, center fielder, who struggled defensively in center in 2022. So if they do wind up bringing in a big fish like Reynolds, it makes sense to have that safety net of Kevin Kiermaier in center field. And oh boy, what a nice safety net to have. I know he's not what he used to be, but listen to this. Most defensive runs saved. So DRS, a defensive metric that kind of sums up how many runs a guy can save in a year. Kevin Kiermaier leads all of baseball since 2015 with 133.
Wow.
To put that in perspective, Mookie Betts has 127.
Hey, Mookie Betts is pretty good. Look, I'm in on Kevin Kiermaier. I know there was the incident with the game card last year. That's not going to be an issue. Like, there's going to be no conflict there. If we can bring in George Springer, who is a member of the trash can Astros, and it's not a big deal, this is not a big deal either, right?
I agree, and I think
this is going to be some rousing on day one of spring training. I'm sure there will be.
Yeah.
Vladdy has like some hilariously sized cards. Yes. Sticking in his back. There will be some pranks.
Yeah.
It'll be,
yeah,
whatever.
Exactly.
It needs to be addressed.
It'll all be jokes
about, but it's not going to be a real animosity. Everybody's professional, so
I understand the dislike of Kevin Kiermaier amongst the Toronto Blue Jays fan base. Of course, it's the Tampa Bay Rays, a division rival, not just a division rival, a rival that constantly seems to hand us our frickin' butt every time we play them. Like, of course, there's animosity towards Kevin Kiermaier, who's been a mainstay on that Rays team for the last decade. But there are some big time benefits to bringing in Kevin Kiermaier, as unsexy of a move as this may be. And I don't mean that for looks, because we all know Kevin Kiermaier is a hunk. So don't worry about that.
I was going to say, he's not the Raimel Tapia replacement. He is the, who did we trade Raimel Tapia for? I kind of think of that.
Randall Grichuk. There you go.
He's the Randall Grichuk
bringing in that. Yeah. That chiseled chin coming back our way. But he honestly is a defensive upgrade in center field. He has playoff experience, which is huge for this clubhouse.
Of course.
A lefty bat, not an impact lefty bat, but nonetheless going to give those pitchers another look. And on top of it all, I just think the experience he brings to this team is going to be a real benefit, and he's a natural leader, and I think he's just going to fit in well with what they're trying to accomplish in the clubhouse in 2023, which is a little bit more accountability and maybe a little bit more maturity. So as a fourth outfielder, I think this is an excellent fit. And I know Chris Black brought up.
I was just going to say, you sent me an eye-opening tweet here. This is some impressive stats he's pulled together. So Chris Black, at Down to Black on Twitter, Sportsnet producer.
Friend of the show.
Says, this isn't a commentary about anything for 2023. He wants to preface the tweet with that. Just saying, value is derived in baseball in many different ways. And then he goes, since 2018, which Kevin Kiermaier, his time in the bigs dates back to 2013, but Teoscar, 2018 was his first full season in the major leagues. Okay, so that's the sample size we're looking at. So since 2018, Teoscar Hernandez, 121 home runs, 349 RBIs in almost 600 games. He has a WAR of 10. Very impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Kiermaier has 90 fewer home runs. Okay, it's 121 for Teoscar, 35 for Kevin Kiermaier. He has less than half as many RBIs, 350. For Teoscar, 165 for Kevin Kiermaier, and he's done it in 450 games. His WAR is 11.
Wow. So it's more amazing, wins above
it's amazing
replacement.
What hustling in the outfield will do for your WAR.
A little bit of defensive prowess will do a lot for you. And another thing that Chris Black brought up,
it's a 90 home run hustle is what Kevin Kiermaier is bringing to the
table.
Yeah,
like think about that. He's making up for 90 home runs with how he plays center field. And if his hip is healthy, guys, this is a huge acquisition. Like truly. And another thing to keep in mind, it's not like the Blue Jays are grabbing stuff off the scrap heap. Kevin Kiermaier was well sought after, and they got into it with the Dodgers. And I know that we've got a tweet here.
A tweet here I'll pull up as well. Yeah. So this from sorry, caught myself mid cough there. I think I muted myself in time.
You nailed it, buddy.
So hashtag Dodgers have made a really strong push for Kevin Kiermaier, who was their top target in center field. Came down to those two teams, but Kiermaier, who lives in Tampa, elected to stay in the AL East.
We are yet to hear what the term is on Kevin Kiermaier. I'm not expecting it to be mind-blowing money. My guess is probably somewhere between, I'm guessing it's probably a two-year deal, and it's probably somewhere around $10 million for the 2 years. I could be way off. We'll see where they land on this. But I think that that's, you know, and this is, I think, why they moved on from Raimel Tapia, is they felt that they could get a better fourth outfielder who can play center field better than he can. And this is exactly what Kevin Kiermaier does. Another little tidbit about Kevin Kiermaier. So Fangraph's base running metric has the Toronto Blue Jays in 2022 as the 25th ranked team. Kevin Kiermaier is 11th in Major League Baseball since 2014 for base running metrics.
Oh.
So you're bringing in a guy who knows how to do it. And that's not just a big deal for him, because wisdom and experience can be imparted on some of these other guys. And if you have a dude like Kiermaier, who is just a straight up stud when it comes to base running in that clubhouse, he can take guys aside and be like, listen, you're rounding second like this. You probably should be watching this. You know, there's going to be a guy that these young kids like Bo Bichette and stuff who make bonehead moves sometimes can be taken aside.
Yeah,
and be like,
listen, no, you're right.
You can do it right.
You thought it was a home run. You watched it hit off the top of the wall. Yeah, it's embarrassing for that to be a deep single, but you don't need to chase it and get thrown out by 10 feet at second base.
We would love to hear what everyone thinks about this. Kevin Kiermaier, now a Toronto Blue Jays. Drop your comments below. Adam, we'll end it on this. Do you like this move?
If there's another move, I love it. If there isn't another move, I'm still happy that it's better than Whit Merrifield being our everyday center fielder.
I agree 100% with that view. I think the same thing. I would be very disappointed if a Michael Conforto or a
Brian Reynolds, man. Let's go get Brian Reynolds. Let's just
exactly.
Do it.
Let's do it. That would make my offseason. And then they add a starting pitcher, maybe two, and another bullpen piece.
Go sign Rodon and trade for Reynolds. And then all of a sudden the Blue Jays, who've had a quiet offseason, won the whole damn thing.
And that is why this thing isn't over until spring training starts, or even the season for that matter.
I don't have it in front of me. We'll address this on Monday morning mailbag this Tuesday. But someone in the comments pointed out we signed George Springer in January.
Yes.
So just remember, on like the timetable of things, you can still go out and get top guys. Just
another thing to keep in mind. Another thing to keep in mind, we won the offseason in 2021, and look at what it did for us. So you know what? There's always perspective to be had, as lame as it is. To have perspective in January or December. All right, everybody. Again, would love to hear what you think on the Kiermaier signing. Hopefully bigger things are coming down the pike. That's the dream. Thank you so much for tuning in. You can follow us on Twitter at Walk Off Podcast. Our Discord link is in the show notes. You can join that. Always all sorts of Jays talk going on in there, and on Instagram, the Walk Off Podcast. Thanks so much for following, everybody. Cheers. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Walk Off Podcast with Scott Belford and Adam Mack, with a new episode every Friday.
Oh! Oscar with a drive. Cheese and crackers. Shows to pitch to him. Wrong move.
Thanks for listening.